across Newcastle and the Hunter. This is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, get up and about. It's Thursday. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
I'm so knackered this week, Crevo. I don't want to come in here all doom and gloom and whine about it, but I reckon this heat
is just... You want to have a wine.
I'd love a wine right now. This heat is just draining me, I think, you know? It's so exhausting.
Is it available on Uber Eats?
Wine?
Yeah.
Maybe we can.
Or is it like a Jimmy Brings thing or something?
We can have a look into that. We got plenty of time. There's plenty of songs to do a bit of a Google search. Anyway, how are you?
Very good, especially since I know now we're having a wine. Red or white?
Oh, red. Red Shiraz, I think, is our drop of choice.
Although, in the heat, sometimes a chilled white is pretty nice.
Yeah, well, you know what? We can have both. We can treat ourselves.
Why not have both?
A thirsty Thursday, indeed. What did you get up to yesterday?
Just around the house, around the shop. I've been watching, I know I'm about 6 years too late, but I've been watching Star Wars Mandalorian.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen this either, so you have to keep me in the loop.
Yeah, if you like Star Wars, pretty fun is all
right,
I'll say.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty fun and... you know, a good few seasons to sink your teeth into. So, well worth it, is all I can say.
Oh, there you go. Morning, Jess. How are you?
Morning. I'm the same. Just drained.
Getting wine as well.
Yeah, do you want in on this wine order or what's going on?
Sauv Blanc, bit of ice. I know that's bad, but...
You don't care.
I don't care.
You live life by your own rules, don't you? You're
exactly,
wild
yeah.
like that. That's why you love, you know, you're very experienced with wine, is what I'm getting at, Jess.
I'm so experienced. I'm the most experienced.
The most in Newcastle and the Hunter. You've heard it from the horse's mouth.
Exactly. All right. Well, wine order on the way. In fact,
excellent.
If you know anything about getting wine out here, let us know because I think we're all
at 5 a.m.
Why not?
Yes.
Why not? New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, so Jess, this whole Williamtown Red Zone situation, obviously it's been going on for a long time. How are residents feeling after this government announcement?
Pretty cynical, and you can't blame them. Like last week or the week before, it was 8 years since the first notification that there was that PFAS contamination at Williamtown and then at a number of other places around the country, particularly at Oakey in Queensland and at Tyndall in the Northern Territory. And the Williamtown residents have been fighting for something to be done to either get compensated so they can get out of there or... have it cleaned up in some way, but the cleanup things that have been put in place just don't really seem to be working. Yesterday, the federal government announced an independent review, which is something that they promised leading into the election, that's going to be undertaken by a guy by the name of Mr. Jim Varghese. He's going to, over the next 6 months, conduct interviews, meetings, research, all sorts of stuff, and at the end of the 6 months, he'll table a report, which will hopefully come up with some practical recommendations for, you know, what can be done at Williamtown.
Seems slow.
Yeah, report should report. That's what I reckon.
It's already going 8 years. Yeah. They know what the issues are.
You think so anyway. You can understand why residents are pretty upset and pretty cynical, like you said, Jess, to this whole... Pushing paper. That's what it sounds like. Anyway, we'll move on, changing pace a little bit. The Jets, they had a friendly against Brisbane and I guess halfway point in coughs.
Yeah, they sure did, and about 4,100 people packed into the International Stadium up there to watch last night, which is awesome. The scores were locked at nil all at half time, but then the Jets really kicked into gear. Lachlan Bayliss, who was signed onto the club back in June, he's a former Jets Academy player. He scored two goals. Lucas Moragas, who we've been talking about lately, who's been part of the Oli Roo squad overseas, he scored, and so did Trent Bahaja. So the Jets won 4-0, which is awesome. We're less than a month, or just over a month, until the Jets season kicks off against Perth.
Yeah, interesting, because, Stephen, you'll be one of the stretcher bearers, no doubt, is it?
Yeah, I will be, yeah.
So that'll be a clash of your two cities, won't it, really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that'll really test my allegiance, I suppose.
Test your loyalties, isn't it, really?
Well, I certainly will.
You'll be going for the Jets, right?
Obviously.
As a stretcher bearer for the Jets...
Yeah.
What was that?
That sounds like hesitation to me, and I don't like it.
I'll be going for Perth Glory, I think.
What?
We're going for Perth Glory.
Oh.
I think you should have your stretcher bearer rights stripped.
No.
I don't think you should be allowed to that game. You'll be barracking for the wrong team.
You can't just switch the team you support, though, after 23 years.
Yes, you can.
You live in a castle in Newcastle. I mean, what more do you want?
I don't know.
Like to own a jet as well?
Yeah, well, if they gave me a jet, that would go a long way to convincing me.
Still not 100%, though.
So your allegiance can be bought.
It can be. You're right, Jess. Anything can be bought. Everything has a price.
What dollar amount is it?
Don't know yet.
To switch for good and never return.
I don't know. We'll have to...
What do you think about that?
Yeah, okay. My homework.
This discussion we will be coming back to. New FM.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And Crevo, my housemate Nick has absolutely hacked the system.
What's he figured out?
He's doing so well at the moment because now that we don't have footy on anymore, he's told his old man, I'll come around to your place for dinner Tuesday, Thursday. So his old man lives in Charlestown as well, just down the road.
So you can he walk there or is it just a short drive?
He probably could walk there. I don't think he is, but he probably could, literally just down the road. But he's hacked the system because now... goes to his old man's place on Tuesday, has dinner there, brings home leftovers, has that Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday sorted as well. He cooks like one night of the week.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And then don't you have family dinners Monday?
We have family dinners Monday.
So he's
as
only
well.
Doing that once every...
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
He's cooking from Monday to Friday. He's cooking once every 3 weeks. Not once a week. Not, once a fortnight
he's
even.
He's actually figured out how to get away with it all, really.
There'd be some weeks more weeks than not. He doesn't have to cook at all. Unbelievable. It's so clever the way he's done it.
And he gets home-cooked meals every time.
Yeah.
Very, very smart.
Isn't it? Hacked the system.
Sometimes in life, you figure out a way to get around things, and if you can do it, take it and run is my advice. Genius, I would say. If you reckon you're having a bad day, I'm going to make you feel better about it.
Oh, that's good of you.
Yeah, I'm just generous like that. This is a story about a man who went to get a circumcision.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately... they lopped off most of the penis instead.
Not ideal.
90%.
90%?
There's nothing left, pretty much, at that point.
Yeah.
Now, this happened a little while ago.
What, do you, like, sneeze or something, the doctor?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
But obviously, they've realised their mistake.
Yeah.
Pretty early on. And this has got to be the most insulting part of the whole story, because they then said, the medics who reportedly severed his privates were not qualified in microsurgeries. And the decision was then made to transfer them to another hospital.
Oh, imagine you're sitting there and, you've had 90% of your willy chopped off.
Like, we can't put this back on, we can't do microsurgery. And you're like, is this a stitch-up?
Well, that's it. You're sitting there with your lawyers, you're like, this is, I need to get compensated for this. And they're like, it's not our fault, we can't do microsurgery. You'd be blowing up something fierce, wouldn't you?
Anyway, initially, he had like a $1 million compensation payout organised. But apparently, though, went back to the judge asking for more, and they went, actually, you're only getting $40,000.
Wow.
So, I mean, yeah.
What are they going, like $20,000 per inch cut off or something? 90% gone.
I don't know, but either way, this is less than ideal for this guy. He's really lost everything, hasn't he? And the money as well.
Yeah. Hey, you're right. I do feel better about my day now. No, I'm not this gentleman.
Indeed. New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novos, 3 of a kind.
All right. Some early prizes, if you like. Very simple. If you've never heard how 3 of a kind works, this is it. We give you 3 things, 3 words, and you just have to figure out what's the linking theme between those 3 things. You do it faster than your opponent, prizes all yours.
Exactly. So, Crevo, a bit of an example for you this morning.
Okay, here we go.
For those who maybe haven't heard the game before, mm-hmm. if I were to say to you, Rexona Brute Links.
Crevo.
Go on.
deodorant.
Yeah, absolutely correct. You get yourself a point. Scoring system works first of two, best of three. And if you want to compete in three of a kind, 4967405 is that magic number to call, because up for grabs this morning, Crevo. Perfect for the school holidays. We've got a family pass to Jurassic World the Exhibition, which is, of course, happening at the Super Lunar Pavilion, Sydney Olympic Park.
Oh, awesome. So imagine that. You go, you've got something sorted for the school holidays. You didn't even have to pay for it.
But wait, there's more, Crevo.
Oh, no.
Like a steak knife salesman, there's always more, because callers on the show today in the draw for $100 fuel cards, which we've got to give away.
Yes, this is brilliant. All right, so if you'd like to play three of a kind, this is your chance. Let's meet our contestants for this morning, vying for all of that. First of all, yesterday's runner-up, it's Chris from Bellbird. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Very good. Are you feeling you've got this time?
Practice makes perfect.
That's... truer words are rarely spoken.
That it most certainly does. Up against you this morning, Chris, we head to East Maitland, where we say good morning to Mark. How's things, mate?
Morning. Good. On the way to work.
Nice one. What are you doing for work today?
Traffic control.
Good stuff.
You'll be happy it's a bit cooler today, surely.
Yeah, yesterday it was a hot one.
Hot indeed.
Hot and windy.
Yeah.
Absolute stinky, you're right. All right, well, let's get into this, of course. Like we said, playing three of a kind. So how the scoring works is first to two, best of three. Your name is your buzzer. And before we get into it, let's test the buzzers. Chris, you know what you're doing. You go first.
Yeah, Chris.
Lovely. Mark, you're next.
Mark.
All right. We know how it works. All the technology's working. Best of luck to both our contestants. First one I've got for you this morning. Audio Technica, Beats by Dr. Dre and Bose.
Mark. Chris.
Mark was quicker there.
Headphones.
Headphones is correct. Well done, Mark. First one point goes to you. All right, next one I've got, gentlemen. Cancer Council, Bondi Sands, Nivea
Mark.
Sun.
Oh, my God,
Mark was quick there. Rapid. Go on, Mark.
Is it sunscreen?
Sunscreen is the answer we were looking for.
That means he's gone and done it. All yours, man. That was so fast. Unbelievable.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Kids will be happy.
Yeah, good stuff. Now,
and make sure as well, the sunscreen one there, make sure you slip, slap, slap today, mate. Especially if you're out in that sun. Look after yourself.
Definitely. Thank you.
Very good. Now, Chris, you're runner-up again, but can we get you back tomorrow for another crack?
Feel Good Friday.
I don't know. I think I might retire.
Okay, fair enough. You live by your own rules. We're not that kind of bossy show. You do what you want to do. We'll get someone else. That's fine.
Of course, if you do want to play it, same time, same place tomorrow. Three of a kind here on New FM.
And Stephen, for this next story, we go to an Italian restaurant.
Oh, here comes the music. Yep, like clockwork. You love this button too much.
And you know why? I know that it's an Italian restaurant.
Why?
Because it's a seafood restaurant. In Sardinia, which is in Italy.
Right, okay.
Anyway.
Now, I assume this is pretty fine dining. It's a seafood
restaurant.
Very
fancy. This restaurant is called Gente di Mare. Okay. Probably butchered the pronunciation, but that's fine.
You sounded confident while you did it, though.
That's the main thing, right? Anyway, this couple there, they're on holiday. Lovely little Italian holiday, enjoying the fine weather and fine food. They go into this restaurant, and this lady, she's like, I think I'm going to have the lobster fettuccine. And they're like, not a problem, you know, ma'am. We'll get that right out for you.
Mm-hmm.
So order that up. Anyway, it's live lobster, right? So they bring it out so you can see it, right? So you see which one you've got.
Wait, so that, but they don't serve it to you live, obviously.
No. Yeah, they're okay. Just like, but because it's
in a little tank there or something.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where, like, market price.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
That you know what you're getting and not just some lobster out of a can while one swims around alone in a tank as a decoy.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
bring out the one you're getting, right? So you know how much lobster's going to be in this thing. Now, it's quite a big one, about 2 kilos. Now, that'll be about, they said, 200 euros, which is like $300.
Oof.
Bit expensive, but you're only...
It's lobster, isn't it?
You're only in Sardinia at a fine restaurant once,
and
right?
Holiday money's not real money, is it?
Correct. Yeah. You understand the situation. Anyway, so they've weighed it up. It's about $300. You're right with that? No dramas, they say. So they've got it in the little, like, they brought it out in this, like, plastic bucket with some water in it so you can see which lobster you're getting.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird, I think, in a way. But anyway, she decides, she says, you know what, I do want the lobster, but just leave it here for a second. I just want to look at it. And they're like, well, that's a bit odd behavior. Anyway, she picks it up and takes it and just puts it straight into the ocean.
Well, she paid for it?
Paid for it. No problems there. She just decided tonight was the lobster's lucky night.
She just wanted to save the lobster.
Yeah.
Now, okay.
This is interesting because there's a bit of a trend of this happening where people are going to, like, these fine restaurants and they get the lobster and then release it again. So much so, this one guy, he, like, is a fisherman. He reckons he's caught the same lobster twice because somebody keeps releasing it from the nearby restaurant.
Well, that's it. The farmers would be licking their lips. Restaurants don't care. They get the money for it.
Yeah.
Farmers love it. They get to catch it twice the and fisherman, sell it twice. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like,
the fisherman, sorry. Yeah.
He's like, because sometimes they have a little tag on them.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I caught this one last time.
And you're right, because there has been, like, a surge in this, you know, with the activism and all that.
Yeah.
And I've been watching a lot of these fishing videos on TikTok, and I saw a lobster fisherman catch a lobster, still had the rubber bands on its claws from the tank. Someone had re-released it with the rubber bands still on its claws.
At least take the bands off if you're going to do it.
Exactly. You think, you give it a fighting chance.
Otherwise, he can't chomp on things with his claws.
That's how they eat, yeah.
Anyway, I think I've got, a strategy around this. If you just get lobster, like if you have a little Italian restaurant by the ocean, have your lobsters on like a long line. So you go, oh, here's your lobster, ma'am. She goes, release that one. You just put it in and then fish it back out again. Do the whole thing again. That's just the money-making business right there.
You got that entrepreneurial mind you do, Creamo.
Always up here for thinking, mate. Always up here for thinking. New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
I went to Charlestown Square yesterday, just near the castle, Crevo.
Yeah.
I'm doing a little shopping, bits and bobs, and saw in there, they've got this, like, ice cream vending machine. I've never seen anything like it before. Obviously, this is probably not news to a lot of people.
So is it
news,
like,
to myself.
You put the money in and out drops a drumstick?
No, it's not like servo ice creams. It's like soft serve ice cream. So you pick, like, so you can get it, like, in a little cup. And it's like, you know, like the Mr. Whippy soft serve, and you get, like, flake on it or, like, sprinkles or...
Is it put the flake in? The robot puts the flake in?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to try this out. I saw it. I love a cream. Any chance to cream on, absolutely, I take that with both hands.
Yeah, right. You just grab it and go for it with the cream.
So, exactly. So I was like,
get that
I want to get the ice cream. And then the fun police, my partner, Siobhan, no, we can't get ice cream from the vending machine.
Why not?
Oh, we're trying to look after ourselves. And she's right, and, you know, she's got the right sentiment. We do need to try and look after our bodies and our health, but...
That's not going to stop you having a cream, is it?
Also, when she's at work this afternoon, maybe I just sneak over and get myself a cheeky cream. She'll be none the wiser.
Get some money out the ATM so it's not on the account as well.
Perfect. Cash,
smart.
Cash is money not spent, you know, because you don't see it come out the account.
Couldn't have been wiser words ever said by anyone ever.
Hey, Cream, I've made it no secret that I play for the very illustrious, very successful Abysmal Abilities.
That's right.
We, of course, play five-a-side mixed soccer at Lake Macquarie Regional Football Facility, Spears Point there. We play every Wednesday night.
Well, a lot of people in the area would know it. There's because there'd be a lot of, like, parking issues and stuff on game days and all that kind of thing.
There actually is. You have to normally park a fair way away and then walk.
Sell out crowds.
Not sell out crowds. Just lots of people keen to play soccer.
Yeah,
really? That's all it is.
And spectators.
No one's spectating. Anyway, of course.
Has this been televised yet?
I'm not answering any more questions of this nature. Anyway, so have been playing every Wednesday night. Of course, we're reigning champions. We won last season, so back to defend the title. But in a bit of trouble in the group chat overnight because decided last night, taking the night off.
You?
Yeah.
Well, that's just, I'm just going to say straight away, can't do that. You can't just... As one of their star players, you can't just go, oh, I'm not going to play tonight.
Well, one, not a star player at all. Far
not
from.
What I've heard.
Second, this is, I reckon, not my fault and absolutely justified. Game starts at 8:30. Why do social sports start so late?
What's wrong with that?
8:30 game. I get home 10 o'clock. By the time I'm showered, had a quick feed, gotten ready for work, I'm not in bed till 10:30.
Cry more.
I got to get up early. Late. You know, I got to get up early.
We both to bed at 11:30 last night.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you do it. I need 8 hours beauty sleep, clearly. Looks like this though, just happened.
That's double the full four. I don't know. I don't understand why you need so much sleep.
Because you need 8 hours. That's what doctors recommend.
Never heard of it.
Anyway, so I said to the group chat, look, best of luck tonight. Hope you get a good result. Won't be there. I'm not playing, sorry. 8:30 game, too late for me. To which was met with boos and, you know.
You've let down the team.
Lots of jabs. No, the competition has let down me. They shouldn't be putting games that late.
Oh, I just think if you commit to a team sport, you can't just be skiving off whenever you feel like it because it's slightly too late for you.
This is,
you might be a little bit tired.
This hurts me a bit because I was coming to you expecting a bit of support because you get up early just like me. I thought you'd understand the you know, I play with a lot of like kids who are still at uni.
Because you were like, oh, it's so late. And I thought, oh, it must be game starting at 11 o'clock at night or something.
Oh, not quite that late.
8:30, it's still dinner
time. But, you know, they're like, oh, I've got uni tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do. What time's your one class? 11:30 in the morning, is it? 1:30 in the afternoon. I'm sure it's a real struggle to get up for. I don't know. I don't think they understand the trouble of getting up early. And you know what? People in the car at the moment, they're going to side with me. They're going to understand the struggle of the early alarm.
If as a player who's like going to be on next year's collectible cards, that sort of thing, I just don't think you should be skiving off a game just because you thought, oh, it's a little bit too late for Stephen, too precious.
I'm not precious. You watch your language there.
All right. Well, let's let Newcastle decide this because I think you've got this wrong. But 4967-4105, should Stephen have not gone to the game or should he have just, you know, manned up and gone along for an 8:30 game? That's fine. 4967-4105. Are you team Stephen? It's fine to just sook off any game you want. Or your team Crevo, you should go along and play every team event.
I need some help. 4967-4105, because terms like sook off and precious and soft are doing my head in. And of course, for getting involved in the show this morning, you get yourself a family pass to Jurassic World, the exhibition, which is coming up, of course, for the school holidays. Yep. And $100 fuel cards up for grabs as well. So
that's true.
You want to jump on these prizes. 4967-4105, that magic number. We'll go to Chisholm first. Morning, Scott. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm 100% on Stephen's side.
Thank you, mate.
1,000%, yeah.
So do you play, play team sport as well?
I used to be, yeah. I stopped last year because I had my daughter. I used to not go to the games that were at 8:30 because there was like 3 o'clock games, 5 o'clock games, 6 o'clock. But I never got any of them. I always got the 8:30 game.
Ripped off, yeah.
And yeah, if you got to get up early for work, yeah, it just throws out your whole week. You're just tired at work and then you never catch up on that.
All right, one to Team Stephen at this point. To Charlestown next. Robbie, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts is suck it up, princess.
Well, thanks for that, Robbie.
Simple as that. All right. One to Team Crevo. One apiece at this point.
That hurt. More than it should have, I think.
All right. Next in Maitland, Greenkeeper Pete, what do you think?
Oh, my Lord, mate. If you were a soccer player or a rugby league player, I could understand. You're an Aussie Rules player. I've got some cement in the car. Do you
want to
harden up a little bit or what?
Oh, no. Greenkeeper Pete goes bang.
You want some cement?
Put it in your milkshake in the morning.
Indeed.
In your smoothie.
At this point, it's 2-1. Let's see if we can even the scores here. To Edgeworth, Bear, what are your thoughts?
I reckon he needs to put a clean pair of panties on and stop wussing out.
You know what?
Oh, dear.
So eloquent. That's what I've liked about you, Bear.
There's not been one articulate argument against me, though. It's just been toughen up.
Well, that is the argument. When you put on a team, like you've been selected for the team, which is a big honour in itself, a marquee star player, and you just wanted to chicken out because half an hour later than usual, just do your job that you're paid for, is all I'm saying.
I'm paid to do it. I'm paid to do it. Unbelievable.
New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And Crevo, I spoke a couple of days ago on the show about mine and Siobhan's, my partner Siobhan's new culinary adventure, I suppose. We're doing this like...
Wheel of Food!
Yeah, Wheel of Food, I guess. It's a working title, but what we're doing is we're each week we're basing the meals we, you know, buy, prepare and cook based on a country in the world.
I love that.
So this is to try and get us out of the slump of buying the same recipes every week and falling back into the safe pattern.
Yeah.
So this week's Indonesian.
Sure.
And we've had our first wheel from the first meal from the wheel, sorry.
Yeah.
Which came in the form of satay chicken last night.
Nice easy one.
Nice easy one, yeah. A bit of rice, a salad with it as well. And look, I went into the meal, not the biggest fan of satay. I've come out still not the biggest fan of satay.
Did you make the sauce from scratch?
Nah, we got this one that we heated up from... I don't know. Look, I've never been a big satay fan, so...
Yeah, right. Did you grill the meat over charcoal?
Nah, we got the bloody electric stovetop.
Yeah,
everything's
right.
Against us in this meal.
Yeah, I think it is.
But you know what? Like, that is the point of this wheel, is to try and, like, you know, get out your comfort zone, try new dishes.
And just try different things, right?
And now I know that, you know, I probably...
Still not for you.
Yeah, I probably won't be rushing back to that one. But
what's
now
on,
I know.
What's on tonight?
I think we got, like, nasi goreng or something like that,
I think. That's a winner for sure, right?
Fingers crossed. I mean, that's,
one of the safer Indonesian foods.
And one of the best. Yeah, I'm very keen for that.
All right, you're waking up with the Novos.
And, Crevo, it'd be no shock to many people the cost of living through the roof, which is a big part of that is fuel prices at the moment. They have skyrocketed. I mean, the national average is up above, like, $2.05 or something like that. But I've noticed even since moving from Perth to Newcastle, here in Newcastle, it seems to be more expensive again.
Yeah,
I mean, it seems to be on the more expensive end. Anyway, I've had a look at Fuel Check. The average today is like $2.13 or something like that.
That is so high.
And that's for the E10 stuff as well. Got the ethanol in your fuel. Not very good. So, and this might not be news to the broader public, but it's news to me. And I figure if I didn't know this, then maybe
others mightn't
have known as well. This is a bit of a public service announcement on how to get cheaper fuel.
This is good.
So obviously you can do the old, like, fuel check online and see what the closest is in your area, go there, wait up on Monday. I think Monday's normally the cheapest day. Line up, use half a tank of fuel in line waiting to fill up your car.
Oh, yeah.
Or there's this more convenient way on the 7-Eleven app.
Right.
So, for example, I normally fill up, and I'm a bit of a, when it comes to filling up the car, a little bit lazy. Normally, the biggest factor is convenience.
Yeah, me too.
What's on the way home?
Yeah.
That's normally the first thing I think of. I'm not really, you know, if it's going to save me 2 cents, but I've got to go heaps far away.
Not interested
in it, you know.
Yeah.
Convenience is, I'm a bit lazy. So this helps those that are lazy as well. My usual one is 7-Eleven in Lambton on the way home from Sandgate to Charlestown.
Yeah.
So I normally go through Lambton. So I've had a look there. And at the moment, for 91, it's $2.26 is what they're quoting at the moment on Fuel Check.
Yeah.
Very, very expensive.
That is high.
But on the 7-Eleven app, you can do this thing called Fuel Lock. So what you do is when you find a price of, a 7-Eleven in your area, and you can lock that price in for 7 days. So if I go on the Fuel Lock at the moment, I've got available in New Lambton $2.07 a litre. So that's saving you 20 cents a litre.
Wow, that's a lot.
Or if you would have done the Fuel Lock on Monday, which is the cheap day, you could have got it for $1.87.
That's a lot cheaper again.
40 cents a litre cheaper you can get it for.
That makes a big difference.
Makes a massive difference. And the thing is as well, like I said, on Monday, normally the real cheap fuel, got to line up ages to get it. When you lock this in for 7 days, you can go whatever day you want. So you can go on the expensive day when there's no lines and still get it on the cheap day.
See, once again, you're hitting your convenience milestone there.
Well, that's it. And I feel like a lot of people are probably like myself, where the biggest factor is convenience.
Yeah. I just wait until it's the orange light comes up. That's the first thing. That's,
you don't even worry about what day of the week it is. You don't try and consciously fill up on like a Monday or Tuesday when it's cheaper.
No, I wait till the orange light comes up and then I know I've got another day or two of driving. So once it goes below the little white line at the bottom, that's when you know you've got to fill up. That's how I work it out.
That is anarchy. That is unbelievable.
Here's another tip as well. If all that sounded complicated, you go on Google Maps, you put on fuel prices, just put that in, shows all the petrol stations around how much their fuel is.
Yeah, but again, then you might have to go out the way. That's the best thing about this 7-Eleven is you can go to your like
the
regular
one on the way home.
Yeah, the one on the way home.
It's convenient.
And get it for the cheapest price. I don't know. Like, it might not be, you know, like, I don't know. I just think anywhere you can save money when it's so expensive at the moment, the cost of living through the roof, this little hack, I don't know, worth getting the app anyway. And if you're driving past one, you can just go do your little fuel lock and get
you're sorted.
Yeah, get the cheapest one.
Pearl Energy this morning, $1.89.
They're always cheap, Pearl Energy,
so
aren't they? Unbelievable. They've got a new one as well, don't they?
Yeah.
They've got two now.
Industrial Drive.
Is the one we normally go to, yeah.
Yeah, that's the cheap. Gosh, cheap. Anyway, new FM.
And Creevo, a trend I've seen online, which I think is a lot of fun, is three-word horror stories, right? So people are using them like location-based, I suppose.
Sure.
And it's three words that'll send the residents of that town of that city, whatever, send them into a, you know, cold sweat. That bead of sweat dripping down their forehead. Get them in the shivers. Get them all scared. And a lot of fun. I've seen it for, you know, Melbourne. I've seen it for Sydney. Haven't seen it yet, though, for here in Newcastle. So what I thought is, amongst the team, we should come up with some three-word horror stories for Newcastle.
Good. This is awesome.
So I'll let you have some time to think, and I'll let producer Scott have some time to think as well. Come up with some three-word horror stories.
Right,
an example I've got for you to kick things off would be Northcott Drive bottleneck.
Ooh.
In Katara there. You know where it goes from like three lanes to one in about 25 metres?
Yeah.
You know, you go through peak time after work rush. Oh, my God, you banked up there for hours.
That's a proper disaster. That's a proper horror story.
And that's it. That would send shivers down the spine of anyone who's had to deal with that Northcott Drive bottleneck at rush hour.
Indeed.
So this is the kind of gear we're looking for. A bit of fun and, you know, to try and, I guess, make light of some of the horrors that are going around Newcastle. Have you had time to think of one, perhaps, Creevo?
Yeah, I've got, this is one that comes to mind. No more chips.
Said by who?
Well, think about this, right? Seems like every meal in Newcastle comes with chips.
Yeah.
So imagine there's no more chips.
The economy stops.
The whole cafe economy, pub economy, everything would close down.
Forget truck stop, the country stops.
Exactly.
Chips stop, the country stops.
Newcastle stops.
Okay, well, I'll get producer Scott into the fold as well.
Yeah.
Have you thought of one, mate?
Gents, we had one recently, a horror story that a lot of Novocastrians had them quaking in their boots. It's a Newcastle night sellout. You couldn't get tickets.
That is a good one.
Newcastle night sellout.
Can't get into McDonald Jones Stadium for trying. And I do have trauma from sitting on that website refreshing, trying to get tickets.
Absolute horror story.
Another one I've got for you.
Yeah.
And this is one for the powers to be, I suppose. And it comes in the form of a question. Synchronising traffic lights?
Definitely.
Give that to the council or the government, whoever it is. I don't know. But they're so bad here in Newcastle.
All right, I've got another one for you. Cappadocia closes down.
No.
No.
You know what? I've got one final one on a similar vein to that, Creevo.
Okay.
And this, I feel like producer Scott would have been there when this has happened. Not tonight, mate. Normally said by the bouncer at exchange. Not tonight, mate.
Too many times.
That right there is the real horror story. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And Creevo, bittersweet news this morning, I suppose, because it is the final day to get yourself in the draw for a $10,000 spa, thanks to Just Spas Newcastle. This six-seat luxury beauty spa could be all yours, but you've got to get involved today.
That's right. It's today or never. I mean, you can buy your own afterwards. It'll cost you 10 grand. So.
Yeah, that's it. And who has 10 grand floating around? Not many people.
Some people do, but not many.
Yeah, like you, Creevo, you'd be
I
able
do
to,
not
but not many would.
10K spare for a spa.
Anyway, of course, another celebrity jumps in the spa with you and I, Creevo, after 8 o'clock. And then, of course, a couple more chances to play right throughout the day. But becoming very, very limited.
That's right. If you've been thinking about, oh, I must get in that draw for Star Spa, don't delay any longer. Your chances are running out.
You snooze, you lose. That's what I'll say.
Well, there's many ways to say it. I like to, when I've got Molly out for a walk in the afternoon, I just sometimes like to go for a little walk like around the neighbourhood, not always just to the park. So sometimes I just want to go
around the block or something like that.
Yeah, a couple of blocks. I just enjoy it, especially in the cooler evenings at this time of year. Perfect.
And the sun's up a bit later at the moment as well. Yeah, it's nice.
Really enjoying it. So a couple streets away, and I noticed what looked like someone else was walking their dog in the distance, but they were acting kind of weird. I'm like, what are they doing? Why are they bending over like that? Anyway, walking along, approach a bit closer. What I've noticed they've done is they've grabbed a couple of different cuttings off this, like, plants that were growing sort of over the fence or onto the street a little bit.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But one of
them, they don't have to go into the property.
They didn't go into the property, yeah. Right? But one of them I noticed, because they're just putting them in a plastic bag. So they had like a few small flowering sort of plants, like succulent type ones. And then they just snapped off a bit of the frangipani as well.
Yeah.
So they had a little collection of plants going. And then they saw me get close and then they just took off.
Like, really?
So, took off at a bit of space. So they've obviously, this has been, I reckon, premeditated. Because they had a little plastic bag with them. So I think they've seen these plants on perhaps a previous walk and gone, I'm going to have some of that. I'll take the bag out next time. I'm going to get a little collection going. Start my own garden. Why go to Bunnings when you can get stuff for free? That's what they're thinking.
Well, that's it. And I mean, cost of living through the roof at the moment. You can't blame people. I know it's a bit cheeky and maybe like morally a grey zone, right?
It's not a grey zone.
But Crevo, you can't honestly look me in the eye and say you've never nicked a plant cutting.
Not from someone's garden.
Never.
Always, you got to at least ask permission if you want, you know, if you've seen something you like. You can't just, especially a bit of, like, frangipani. That's someone's tree they're growing. You can't just break off a branch.
Yeah, but you know what trees famously do? They grow, Crevo, and that'll grow back.
Yeah, but if you...
And it'll spread the love around the neighbourhood. You know, all the house prices will go up if every house has got a frangipani out the front looking nice.
Stephen, have you got a garden going at the moment?
Yeah.
Do you put, like, effort into it, working hard on it, tending to it each day, and that sort of thing?
Probably not as much effort as I should, but, yeah, I'll look after it.
See, and if someone came along and just broke off a branch off one of your plants, wouldn't you be a bit upset about it?
I don't know if they took a little cutting, like a tiny little branch off it. That's fine.
No, I don't. If you at least knock on the door and ask permission, and I know they didn't because they scuttled off when I got closer. Like someone suspicious. They were suspicious.
You reckon?
Yeah, definitely. And they knew it was wrong. That's why they scuttled off. Like, you know when you lift up a log and all of the, like, slaters and stuff scuttle away? That's what it was like. They took off at speed.
Okay, interesting. Well, what we'll do here is we'll bring Jess in from the newsroom as well. Another perspective on this.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not going to get much support from Jess, though. She's a bit of a goody-two-shoes. Are you taking cuttings?
I haven't, because I would feel bad, but at the same time, I don't really see that big of a...
A branch off a tree
is maybe a bit far.
It was a smaller branch, I'll give you that, but still, it's a branch. That's somebody's plant, they're growing. You can't just go snapping it off.
Yeah, but they're trying to do their bit for the environment, you know? More trees, CO2 gets out the air, you know? Nah. The trees are the natural filter. We're trying to, you know, get net zero and all that. We need more trees out in the environment.
I'll go buy your own tree.
Thank you.
People say, oh, it doesn't just grow on trees. Well, trees do grow on trees, right? So it should be free. That's what the saying is.
All right. Well, this is what I want to get, like, attention.
What about from, like, a park or something like that?
A park. Still, the gardener at the park works hard there.
I mean, it's in the public.
Cost of living is through the roof. I can't believe
that. Rates pay for that garden?
Yeah, probably do. But someone's house. You can't go to someone's house and break off their plants.
Can't believe you're getting on your high horse when stuff's so expensive at the moment and plants cost so much. You just nick a little bit off, regrow it.
this person had a little bag with number of different plants. I just think
they had a mission.
That's right. It was premeditated. I'm telling you, the way they scuttled off, they were guilty. They were guilty and they knew it.
Guilty and no crime. That's what I think. 4967405. We'll open it to the jury of Newcastle, I suppose. And of course, $100 fuel cards up for grabs.
Oh yeah.
Can you nick a little cutting from someone's garden?
Bit of a small branch off a frangipani, I think, is too far.
You reckon?
A tiny bit of succulent, all right, might not notice that missing. But I think they went too far. You can't be just nicking plant cuttings without permission.
Well, of course, it seems like we're not going to come to a conclusion in studio here. So, like I said, we need the help of the Newcastle jury. 4967-4105. Can you nick plant cuttings from someone's garden? We'll go to Aberglasson first. Morning, Emma. What's your thoughts on this?
Hi. It's perfectly fine. It grows back. It's a tree.
So trees famously grow.
Jumped a fence to get a frangipani branch.
You've jumped over a fence.
Yeah, to get a frangipani branch.
Quick question, Emma.
Yeah.
Were you in Mayfield the other night?
No, doing
plant shopping.
All right, answer no more questions till you see a lawyer, Emma. That's my advice to you, because Grevo is interrogating you heavy.
Okay, to Gorican next. Leah, what are your thoughts on this?
Oh, you've got to have rules. Come on, you can't be jumping fences. As long as it's on the nature strip, then it's fair game. And it's the law, apparently you can, but you've got to use your discretion. Yeah, you've got to...
You can't be jumping fences, though.
I think so, yeah. If you're going to trim it nicely, you can leave the plant looking better than you started if you take your cuttings decently.
Okay, all right.
You've just got to be a smart crook. That's what we've learned.
No, on the nature strip, that's fair game. Fair enough. I'll give you that. But in someone's yard, you're out of control.
What if you are doing them, you know, a bit of gardening? You're helping them out, pruning
them
a little
bit. That's up to them to decide. Maybe they like it looking a bit wild.
Well, okay, I'm sure they do. All right, we'll go to Cardiff next. Morning, Jasmine. What are your thoughts?
I think absolutely. My mum is a horticulturalist, and I've learnt how to definitely take advantage of those clippings. I was at a resort about 18 months ago, and I definitely took some frangipani branches to take home and dry up and plant in my own garden.
Just for my notes here, what was the name of the resort again?
Don't be doing any of that. That is silly. No, but that's it. You got to take your perks when you can get them. Cost of living through the roof. And they grow back. If you're the one looking after those plants, you're probably pruning them anyway, making sure they look neat and tidy. You can just take those clippings you've cut off and grow another tree.
And look, I live in Cardiff and I'm on the main road and they're on display in my front garden. So, you know, they look beautiful.
So you're saying anyone who wants a free one, come and get it. What's your address again?
There's a beautiful big one next door you can take from them.
Yeah, volunteer the neighbour's plant.
The neighbor's address. You know what? Well, that's... 75% of callers saying you've got it right, Stephen.
The experts are agreeing with me.
Horticulturalists on your team, you've got it. Well done. You win this one.
Yeah, and of course, I feel like the front yards of Novocastrians alike win here. We're going to have so many beautiful trees right across the Hunter.
You're fair.
Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM Star Spa.
Oh, and I'm a little bit sad, Stephen, because this is the last day that you and I get to spa together each morning, which I've really enjoyed.
Last time on air.
Yeah.
You know what? We can still spar on together in the future.
That's right. You know, I'm going to miss wearing my mankinis in.
I won't miss you wearing your mankinis in, I know that for sure.
What about yours?
Well, maybe mine could keep getting the run.
Yeah, or even the G-banger.
Anyway, what Grevo is alluding to is, unfortunately, it is the last day to get involved in UFM's Star Spa. $10,000 spa up for grabs, thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle. They're Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. So, give us a call now, 4967-4105. The last day to get involved. And if you want to get in the draw for this $10,000 spa, all you got to do is correctly identify the celeb in the spa with you and I, Creever.
All right, here it is.
I didn't even know how old I was. I go, yeah, I guess I'm 49. And so my wife's, oh, yeah, 49, it's great. And I go, am I 49? I go, yeah, I think I am. I go, I'm not 50.
The bubble's just so high.
Yeah, hard to hear. But if you can, you know, work out who that is or you think you've got an inkling, 4967-4105 is, of course, that magic number. The final day to get involved in New FM's Star Spa, a $10,000 spa up for grabs. On the phone, we've got Liz from Broadmeadow. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
That's good to hear. What are you up to today? On the way to work?
Just on the way to work. Yeah, another working day.
Another day battling away. Another day, another dollar. Well, fingers crossed today can be better than, you know, the other days this week. And you're in the draw for a $10,000 spa. How good would that be?
That would be fantastic.
All right. Well, Liz from Broadmeadow, we're going to play this audio one more time. You'll have a listen. And then we're going to go for an answer, all right?
Okay.
Here we go.
I didn't even know how old I was. I go, yeah, I guess I'm 49. And so my wife said, oh, yeah, 49, that's great. And I go, am I 49? I go, yeah, I think I am. I go, I'm not 50.
All right, Liz, who do you think is the latest star in New FM's Star Spa?
Very hard to hear, but Matt Damon's my guess.
Matt Damon guessed, Crevo. Is that the correct answer?
No, sorry, Liz.
All good. No worries at all. Thanks for letting me have a go.
That's okay. I would say better luck next time, but today's the last day.
Yeah,
so.
But Liz could play again later today.
Well, she could.
So have that phone number ready, 4967-4105. And, of course, there'll be more chances with, you know, Scott for your work day, Joel for your drive home, and even Maddie Morris for nights.
That's right. If you've heard that and go, I know who that is. You've got another chance now because Liz missed it. So this is your chance.
Yeah, and your chance at, one more time, a $10,000 spa. Thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool.
New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss?
New FM. All right, Scott Chippy Frappell in the building. And what's news in Hollywood?
Gents, there's only one person to talk about today. It's Taylor Swift.
Oh, it's always Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift update.
Scott's here again.
Look, just because I check everything that she's doing every day of the year doesn't mean that I'm obsessed. No.
Were you that person that was on her front balcony that one time that she didn't invite?
Can neither confirm nor deny. Quite possibly.
All right, so what's going on with T-Swiss?
She's making big news because in another big Hollywood story, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner have called it quits.
Yes.
Sure.
Joe Jonas famously dated Taylor Swift back in 2008. Her song, Mr. Perfectly Fine, is about Joe Jonas.
Confirmed?
Confirmed.
Right, okay.
Well,
so insulting.
I'm going to put it out. As a sleuth, Scott's confirmed it.
Right.
So they dated back in 2008 briefly. She jumped on Ellen DeGeneres and was talking one time about a guy who broke up with her over a 27-second phone call when she was 18. That was Joe Jonas.
Right, okay.
Cool. Wow, listen to the sleuth over here working it all out.
Uh-huh, so they have a bit of history. Guess who's been pictured together?
Not the two of them together.
Taylor Swift and Sophie Turner.
Wow.
Oh, so they're in a relationship now.
No, I don't think so, but they're certainly dishing the dirt on Joe Jonas, right, I can imagine.
Right. Can you imagine two of your exes just hanging out, having
fat
a week?
Fat gossip session.
Just, can you imagine what they're talking about? You don't want to
you
imagine
want
what
know.
They're talking about.
Yeah.
No.
Or my idea, they're together now.
I don't think so. Because
probably less likely.
But you never know.
Probably less likely because in other Taylor Swift news, does anybody know Travis Kelce?
Yeah, no. he plays in the American Football League, NFL. He plays for Kansas City.
Plays for the Chiefs, yes, he does.
They just won a Super Bowl like 6 months ago.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They're rumored to be dating Taylor Swift and him. Crazy.
I think that's a great pairing.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, do you not like that pairing, Scott?
I've never heard of the bloke before. Never heard of him. All I know is he can throw a pigskin.
Well, he's pretty prominent in the NFL. He's got a brother as well, Jason, who plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. And they have like a podcast together. Now, admittedly, I haven't listened to any of these podcasts in full. Yeah. But I've seen little clips pop up on Instagram and on TikTok and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
They seem pretty funny. Seem like well-spoken, like good with the media. I don't think he'd shy away from the limelight either of being with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, okay, like, fair enough.
Because obviously that's like a big role.
Oh, sure.
Huge. Right hand.
Huge.
Have they been spotted together yet?
Yeah, so.
So clock's ticking now. How long will they last?
Yes, people are talking.
6 months?
Well, I don't know. I reckon you wish them all the very best.
He's been very public as well. with his crusher Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, really?
Leading up to this. Yeah. So, okay. Like, it's not like this is kind of, he's always been like, oh, Taylor Swift, here's my number on like national interviews and stuff. Yeah. So, like,
I remember that guy.
He's been very public with his crush on Taylor Swift. I really hope for him that his perseverance has paid off.
If this works out for him, geez, it's from rags to riches. To be dating Taylor Swift, that's
he's doing all right, shit. Though, or for himself. Oh,
he's not. He is, but he's not Taylor Swift, is he?
Exactly.
Well, no. He's a different person.
No, but like what I mean is you didn't know who he was prior to this. Yeah. Everyone knows who Taylor Swift is.
That's true. Yeah. Different levels of fame.
The other quick news about Taylor Swift, 1989 Taylor Swift's version is coming out 27th of October. Yesterday, five tracks she released the titles for. They're going to be coming from the vault. Brand new music on the way for Taylor Swift. To find out the names of the songs, Google did a puzzle that had to be solved 33 million times. But there were 89 answers each time because it's 1989. Whole cryptic thing.
I'm so confused.
We're not going into it. But basically, five new tracks coming out for Taylor Swift. It's going to be good.
There you go. Heaps going on in Taylor Swift's world.
Another Taylor Swift update from Scott. We know who's the real big fan here. It's you, New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, producer Scott is in the team and fairly new to the team, right?
That's right.
So he's joined the Newcastle family. We've loved having him. But Scott, if we can get you on the air, you have officially completed, I think, your move to Newcastle because you've tried for the first time a Newcastle institution in the form of Raj's Corner.
Yes, mate, that was me last night. Coming home, stopped by Raj's, and oh, it was beautiful.
So, okay, walk us through.
Yeah, what happened? How did it go down? Because obviously we'd been talking about it a fair bit recently with the whole do they own the Derby Raj and stuff like that. And then you've thought, I've got to try this thing, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. It's always been there, and I'm like, you know what? I've been meaning to go for the last number of weeks, but between extra stuff outside of work, I just haven't gotten there. But last night was the night. So I finished up at a trivia night and drove into Beaumont Street, Hamilton there. Went to Raj's and was like, you know what? There's a smorgasbord on display. Gents, have a guess at what I had.
Butter chicken.
Butter chicken, yeah.
Just because I am the most basic person you'll ever meet, yes, indeed, I had butter chicken.
So if you haven't heard Scott on the show before, he ate, was it 12 kilos of butter chicken?
Oh, something like that. Yeah,
he bought a bulk at Costco. Didn't think to try a different curry?
Yeah, no, it was great. All right, I'm fiend for some butter chicken, and so Raj's did not disappoint.
Yeah, okay, so final verdict. Happy with Raj's? Going to be going back?
10 out of 10. I did go there pretty late.
10 out of 10?
Yeah, I did go there pretty late, so the only option for naan was the garlic naan. Would have liked the garlic and cheese, but also I went at 9:30 at night. What can you expect? So I can't wait to go back and try the garlic and cheese naan.
You won't be changing your curry, though?
Absolutely not, mate. My chicken's stable.
New FM.
And Crevo, on the weekend marks the start of the school holidays, which is very exciting for all the kiddies out there. But parents would know, as would kids, that the first week of school holidays is normally lots of fun and adventure.
Sure.
You know, you're excited, plenty of stuff to do, catch up on all your telly shows, catch up with all your mates, etc. But that second week sometimes becomes a bit harder to fill time. And you start getting a bit bored and getting a bit more, I guess, adventurous or silly.
Oh, look, it just happens because you're 2 weeks at home. If you haven't gone anywhere as well, you get a bit of cabin fever.
Well, that's it. As a kid, you don't have, like, the freedom to hop in the car and go for a drive or even hop on a bus or something like that. You are confined to where your parents are happy to take you and normally, well, you know, while they're at work or something like that, stuck at home.
Indeed.
So you start doing silly stuff, which is exactly what happened to one of my friends. Over the weekend, went to Napoli Centrale, I think called, the Italian restaurant on King Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a couple of wines, enjoying some pizza. And one of my friends said that when she was growing up, ended up in the hospital because she'd stuck mum's wedding ring up her nose during school holidays.
No.
And kids are just silly, aren't they?
They just go, I wonder if this will fit up here. That's all the process. That's all the thinking that happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then it's gone off to the hospital.
And I reckon if you asked people in, like, the emergency room what the most common reason kids are in there for, probably stuff stuck up the nose.
Or ear.
Nose
has a bit of a one-wayness about it, though, doesn't it? There's something about it where stuff
opposed
goes
to the ear? Well, it comes out the other side, doesn't it?
No, it just, like, it seems to be easier. Stuff doesn't get as stuck in the ear, or it's not far to go, you know? Whereas the nose, it can just go.
Well, it goes up and around the corner. You're in trouble. Once you're around that corner, you're in all sorts. But coming into school holidays, I thought, a bit of fun. 4967-4105, how did the kids end up in hospital? Either your kids or maybe when you were a kid.
Yeah.
What stupid thing did you do that ended up seeing you in hospital?
Kids break bones a lot, don't they? Oh, God. There's such a variety of wheeled vehicles now, aren't there?
Oh, yeah.
From scooters to skateboards, everything now. There's everything there used to be, plus they're all electrified now as well.
Yeah, who can ride down this hill the quickest, this big steep hill the quickest? Of course, that's going to end bad.
Classic week two of the school holidays activity, isn't it?
Well, I was telling you one as well, where me and my brother were bored one day home from school and decided we were playing chicken. Well, essentially a game of chicken, but what we were doing was putting our finger in the door frame
and then
slowly slamming it harder on each other to see who'd back out first. I ended up with just shattered finger in the emergency. I had to go get surgery.
That's week two of the school holidays for sure.
This is what we're chasing. 4967-4105 in Shortland. Morning, Jody. What happened? Set the scene.
Hi. Me and my brother were a bit bored last week of school holidays, so we set up a wrestling ring in the lounge room. And my head ended up going through the fish tank and in hospital with stitches.
Oh my God.
I thought I was Mr. T. But I wasn't.
You were in fact not Mr. T.
And is everything okay with the fish?
No, they didn't make it either.
Oh, that is tragic all around, isn't it? Oh, God.
Head through a fish tank.
The poor fish is all I can say.
That's a painted picture, isn't it? All right, let's go to Cessnock next. Brenna, how are you this morning? Set the scene for us. What happened?
Yeah, I'm good. I was about 3 years old and I chopped my big toe off with a swing set.
With a swing set?
How have you done that?
The pipe of the swing set, my sister was going back and forth on the swing and I was 3 years old. I was unannounced and, I got a little bit too close to the pole of the swing set and my toe went underneath and chopped it off.
So it wasn't like, saying the pole wasn't like fixed in the ground and was lifting as she was swinging and your foot ended up underneath?
Oh my God.
Ah.
Did you get the toe put back on?
I've got my toe still and I've got permanent scar.
You've got it, so it's on. You don't just have it in a jar.
No, I don't have it in a jar like a crazy person.
Okay, good to know. Just checking. Excellent.
Yeah, I don't like that even a little bit.
To Shortland, Justin, what happened?
My son got run over by his pop on his foot.
Oh my God.
Just backing out the driveway or something?
Yeah, we're driving out the driveway. I was in the passenger seat and my son was sitting in the back seat and Pop thought that he was already in the car and the car was shut, but it wasn't, so he started driving off. And then I'm driving over his foot with the back wheel and stopping suddenly because Declan screamed out, obviously.
Yeah.
And I've got out of the car and the tyre is sitting on his foot.
Oh no, crushing it.
Yeah, so I've had to tell you to move the car and get off his foot.
Did he move it?
Yeah, he did, thankfully. But we wanted to take him to school. So I took him to school. I just sent him off to school.
Didn't think to go to hospital?
No, I thought he was all right. He walked inside and checked his foot. He was standing on it. He was all right. So I sent him off to school. Then the school rang me about half an hour later. Said, come pick him up. He can't walk. So then we ended up in hospital all day. I think I got out of hospital about 7:30, 8 o'clock. I finally got out of hospital in the emergency department at night.
Oh, my God. Broken and stuff, or...?
No, he ended up in a moon boot, but they couldn't decide whether there was any fracture or anything in there at all. So there was nothing serious, but, moon boot for a week.
God, he got lucky. Jeez, moon boot only for a week.
He would have been sapping up all the, sympathy votes from Pop as well. Right. You know, Pop would be forever having to try and make up for that. You want an ice cream after dinner, do you, mate?
Yeah.
Don't worry, I've got one for you.
Of course. Off to the toy shop again? Yeah, we'll have to because my foot's still sore. You're 16, mate. What are you complaining about? This was a long time ago.
Still limping. You'd be milking it for everything it's worth, wouldn't
for
you?
For the rest of your life. New FM. We're done for the day. We do have to award our prize of the day, of course.
Yeah, we absolutely do. I'm not sure. Yeah, they're all good stories. I'm going to say Jody in Shortland can win $100 worth of free fuel, trips to the emergency room are never fun, but losing your fish as well, double jeopardy, isn't
that's
it?
That's the real sad story in that whole thing, isn't it? Congratulations, $100 worth of free fuel. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Yeah, feel good Friday. See you then.
Yeah, see ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.